There must have been many truly memorable concerts during your time as director of the Proms. Could you tell us about one of them?
The death of Princess Diana was particularly difficult because, of course, she lived just across the road in Kensington Palace from where the Proms happen in the Royal Albert Hall. We changed some programmes to make them more appropriate. On the day of her funeral, we put in Fauré's Requiem to the programme. Very oddly, we had programmed two or three requiems in that last 2 weeks of the season, and they fitted very, very well. We then lost another major figure of the musical world, the conductor Sir George Sholty, who was to have conducted the Verdi Requiem on the last Friday of the season. And he had been a very good friend of Princess Diana, and indeed had rung me up just after Diana's death to say that he wanted to dedicate this Verdi Requiem to her memory. As it turned out, he died just a week later, and so another conductor, Colin Davis, took over that Verdi Requiem and dedicated it to both of them. And it was a fantastically charged atmosphere in the hall. I can't remember such an electric occasion as that.
I understand there was also another spooky coincidence in the programme at the time of Diana's death. Could you tell us about it?
A wonderful American composer called John Adams had written an absolutely wonderful piece which we were going to do on the last night of the Proms in 1997. Unfortunately, I mean, it could have been called absolutely anything, this piece. It's a whirling, abstract piece of fanfare music. Unfortunately, he had called it Short Ride in a Fast Machine. And so it was perfectly obvious from the first moment that we had to take that piece out and change the programme.
Are there any embarrassing or amusing experiences you remember?
Well, one of the things that was a real challenge to the Proms was the arrival of the mobile phone, because in the beginning people didn't know how to use them, when to switch them off, and the Albert Hall is a very, very big space, and mobile phones would go off in concerts, and it could be very embarrassing. Usually, because they were in the middle of the music, conductors just ignored them, and people got embarrassed and switched them off. But there was one particular incident that was just so awful, because Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring starts with a very, very exposed, quiet bassoon solo, and Simon Rattle and the Berlin Philharmonic, making one of their first appearances together at the Proms, had just begun that piece when a mobile phone went off very loudly in the stalls. And Simon Rattle stopped the bassoonist and turned round and glared at this person in the stalls, and there was a round of applause and everything. So anyway, that it restarted and the performance was a spectacular success, and it was wonderful. But this was such an incident that he had actually stopped it, that it became the subject of a lot of media attention, and there were paragraphs in the papers, and I had to go and be interviewed the next day at home for a Radio 4 programme about mobile phones going off in concerts. And in the middle of this interview, my own phone went off. And it's a wonderfully classic little bit of tape. My embarrassment at the same thing happening to me.